USA News, I'm Dave Collins. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says her time as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. taught her about Hamas secret tunnels.
That are massive, that are sophisticated, to hide equipment and ammunition and to do their dirty work and maybe to have those hostages.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Haley said she was in some of the tunnels during the 2017 visit to Israel. She said many of them run underneath places such as hospitals and schools, and that they're hard to find. Haley acknowledged that Hamas might be keeping Americans and Israeli hostages in some of those tunnels. Breaking news out of the Middle East this hour, USA's Laura Winters has the very latest.
This Sunday, Israeli Defense Forces prepare to move into Gaza City with a massive ground operation to take out Hamas terrorists responsible for the murders, rapes, beheadings, and kidnappings of Jewish people at a festival and at a nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Explosions can be heard in the region from an air assault. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. stands by Israel, and in a new development, another Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, has been deployed to the Mediterranean. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Saudi's Crown Prince today, discussing the Hamas hostage situation.
A teacher was killed and three people injured in a France school stabbing. The knife attack occurred at a high school in northern France. The suspect, a 20-year-old former student of the school, has been arrested and was reportedly on a watch list of people who pose security risks. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor's office has opened an investigation into the incident. Taylor Swift is demonstrating significant pulling power at the box office. Her concert film, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, raked in nearly $39 million opening night. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for a murder suspect who shot at deputies in Stone Mountain. DeKalb County officials say deputies were called to the area where someone spotted a fugitive who's wanted for a June murder in that same area. When confronted, the suspect pulled a handgun and opened fire, wounding one of the deputies before retreating into the woods. Consumer sentiment is down sharply on inflation worries. The University of Michigan's early reading for October fell about 7% after 2 months of little change. The survey noted a 15% drop in assessments of personal finances and a 19% plunge in the outlook of business conditions in the year ahead. Nearly all income groups posted a decline in sentiment due to high prices. Here's a troubling statistic for high school students.
ACT scores in the U.S. fell to their lowest levels in more than 30 years. The average ACT composite score was 19.5 out of 36. Last year's score was slightly higher. The reported scores were from the students from the first year of the pandemic. Scores from the college admission test have dropped steadily for the past six straight years. I'm Skip Kelly.
Taylor Swift is off to a sizzling start at the box office with her new concert film. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, brought in nearly $3 million from preview screenings on Thursday night. It's expected to earn somewhere between $100 and $125 million at the box office through the weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.